Jim, before we talk about today's game, how significant is it that promotion has been sealed here tonight?
Oh, it's great. Listen, sorry, we're delighted. I suppose it's the first step for the group in many respects. You know, we wanted to get back to Division One, obviously. And I suppose from the very first day, it was a major focus for the group, and delighted with the attitude, honestly, the efforts. Still not the finished product, but very happy with the second half there. Moved the ball very well, kicked some really good scores. They have some good scores behind it as well, but overall, no, nice progression through the National League. Very positive campaign for us, put an awful lot of scores on the board. Our transitional game starting to come to the fore there the night again. It was exciting to see that. So no, we're very happy, and obviously nobody got injured, and then we invited a couple of boys back in tonight as well, which was great.
Yep. And a big part of that transitional game includes Pater Morgan. He was fantastic tonight. He scored 5 points. He should have had more, and I think he might have started in the fullback line. Would that be right?
Listen, the way the thing is at the minute, they're playing in every position anyway, and they're interchanging. And I suppose, listen, to be honest with you, it depends on the phase of play. You know, you could have a corner back playing corner forward and a kick out press, and equally they could be man marking at the other end. But no, very, very happy with them. I suppose more than anything is timing. His timing was exceptional, you know, coming onto that ball at pace and kick some beautiful scores, you know. So it's great, you know, and obviously we've three other fullbacks there that we'll be hoping to get back at some stage as well. But it's great, and I suppose, you know, obviously Van and Brendan, Keenan McColgan and Stephen McMenamin, all those lads, you know, it gives you a chance then to look at other fellas, and that's been great.
Yeah. 9 different scorers tonight. I think it might have been one mark. The rest was all from play, so it was.
Well, that's probably because we never got any frees. But but no, listen, very positive night for us. You know, there's always that wee bit of pressure when you get to the final furlong, if you like. You want to get over the line. Obviously, Kildare were here tonight, and you knew by them that they were fighting for their lives, and brought that intensity and brought that energy themselves. So we had to ride that out as well, and happy with the second half, definitely.
Jim, with the Armagh result at half time, pretty confirming, Paulson today. You've got a round robin game next week against Meath in the league final. How are you going to manage the next couple of weeks for the big game in Ulster? Because you're up now.
Yeah, listen, we'll just do what we have been doing. I suppose, being honest, we'll be doing what we did the whole way through the National League, and that is using it as an opportunity to develop the game plan, use it as an opportunity to develop players, use it as an opportunity to bring players back that have been outside the fold, and give them game time, and try to continue to win. That's going to be the objective, you know. So nothing really changes from that point of view. Keep building on our own fitness levels, our style of play, which, you know, has taken positive steps in the last couple of weeks.
So you can't take the foot off the gas in the next couple of weeks. We saw how difficult it was last year for teams to manage those late weeks in the league and championship.
No, I think the big plus for us tonight is we have no injuries. You know, that's a big plus, because if you had a lad coming in there tonight and he had a hamstring injury, for example, then, you know, he's under pressure for that game. So that's a massive positive that we have no injuries, and we'll just keep trying to rotate everybody, keep trying to look at everything and move from there.
Niall O'Donnell, back on the pitch today, Jim.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a wait for me. It's about his time, but he's going to be a huge asset going forward.
He's a great player. We all know his quality, good pace, two feet, very safe on the ball, good decision maker. So he's got all the things that you want in a player. He's very flexible. You know, he's played full forward for Donegal, centre forward, half forward, corner forward. So that's those utility players that don't give the ball away, that can use the ball and punish teams. That's what you're looking for. So he's a good bit to go. Obviously, you're apprehensive. I spoke with him before he went on, and asked him, is he okay and is he ready? And he said he was, and he got that 20 minutes. And so we'll try and feed him in now. We'll feed him in over the next number of months, try and build him up to the level, as we will do with all the other lads coming back.
You mentioned at the start, Jim, about you weren't the finished product, and obviously there's things to work on. What do you see as the areas that you need to get as much as you can out of them?
I suppose, like tonight, we give the ball away a lot on the transition. Yeah. It's harder to score points an established attack when you're trying to break a team down than it is in the transition. But we were managing through that really well tonight, and giving the ball away in the moments where you should be able to progress it quickly and break out of the back. So, controlling the ball and controlling the game and having that real solid grasp. we did that really well in periods, won the ball, broke with the ball, and then maybe 50 yards, 60 yards into transition, you know, a loose pass or a ball to feet, or, you know, just tidying up stuff more than anything. So nothing major, but, you know, once we hopefully get them wrinkles ironed out, then, you know, it'll hopefully set us up for the summer.
Yeah, just fine for me then. That's the first box ticked then of the year.
Absolutely, that's a big box for us. It is a big box for us. It's a big moment. Like I said to the boys during the week, I remember being in Croke Park in 1988, the first time Donegal ever played in Division One, and I remember the excitement as a child, the first time Donegal ever got into Division One, and that's where we want to be. You know, it's not something that you take for granted, and when you're there, you have to work and fight for every game. That's the big guns, everybody's, and that you know, that has been proven this year. Dublin are working for games. You know, Kerry have been working for games, all the top teams. So it's very, very competitive. That's where we want to be. We have a young side. We want to try and develop them as much as we can now, bring as many of the lads back that are hopefully will become available over the next weeks, and just build the team. We're in the process of building a team, and that's what we need to keep on doing.
Well done.
Thank you.